This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
The Australian Open will go ahead as planned, despite the discovery of three coronavirus cases that have put 47 tennis players into quarantine for 2 weeks. That's what the tennis tournament's director said this weekend. Australia's international borders are closed, but there are exceptions. For the international tennis tournament, players and their coaches flew into the country on 17 charter flights from seven nations. Each of the estimated 1,200 people, players, coaches, staff, officials, were required to have a negative coronavirus test before they boarded the planes, which were kept at 25% capacity. But two positive cases were detected on a flight from Los Angeles, and a third was found on a flight from Abu Dhabi. Since the pandemic began, Australia has recorded nearly 29,000 cases and just more than 900 deaths. That's according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Research Center. China has finished building a 1,500-room hospital for COVID-19 patients to fight a surge in infections that the government blames on infected people or goods from abroad. The hospital is one of six, with a total of 6,500 rooms being built in Nangong, south of Beijing. China had largely contained the coronavirus, but has suffered a surge of cases since December. Germany's ruling Christian Democrats, or CDU, chose Armin Laschet as the new prime minister, of Germany's most populous state. He'll be the new leader. The pick suggests the party favors continuing with German Chancellor Angela Merkel's moderate policies when she steps down in December after 16 years in office. His win puts him in a position to succeed her when the CDU and its sister party decide in March who should be the center-right bloc's candidate for chancellor in national elections. This is VOA News. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala this weekend in a caravan that began Friday, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of the new administration of President-elect Joe Biden. Initially, police at checkpoints set up along the highway in both Honduras and Guatemala asked for identification documents, but made no attempt to stop the migrants. Saturday, however, Guatemalan soldiers did block part of the migrant caravan close to a point of entry on a highway near the Honduran border. The Guatemalan government issued a statement calling on Honduran authorities to contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventative actions. Traveling on foot, the migrants say they are willing to brave a journey of thousands of kilometers through Guatemala and Mexico to reach the U.S., escaping poverty, unemployment, gang and drug violence, and natural disasters in their country. This is the first migrant caravan from a Central American country this year, and it includes women and young children. Coming less than a week before U.S. President-elect Joe Biden takes office, the migrants apparently hope that the new administration will be more sympathetic than the Trump administration was to their plight. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister says Riyadh will open its embassy in Qatar as part of a deal to normalize ties with its neighbor and end a three-year rift. The kingdom will restore full diplomatic ties with Qatar as part of the deal struck earlier this month. Saudi foreign minister said the Saudi embassy in Doha will reopen within days. Saudi Arabia and its allies, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt, in June 2017, announced a blockade on Qatar that included closing airspace to the country over claims it backed Islamist groups and was too close to Iran. Doha has always denied those accusations. The quartet agreed to lift the restrictions at a Gulf Cooperation Council summit last week. As part of the deal, flights between the two countries resume Monday after the reopening of land borders. Several pro-democracy activists in Thailand were arrested this weekend as protesters made an unexpected return to Bangkok streets. They defied an emergency law imposed during a fresh COVID-19 outbreak to rally against a royal defamation law. Protest movement has formally declared a hiatus to the major street rallies that rock the kingdom, demanding sweeping reforms of Thai politics and the once untouchable monarchy. But pockets of protesters have switched from major-scale rallies to smaller flash mobs and publicity stunts targeting the royal defamation law. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.